independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's going to be very good. A little negotiation, but it's going to be very good.
Little negotiation, very good. Out rolls healthcare. Interesting to see how this thing shakes out from top to bottom, because there is going to have to be some negotiation. Not everybody is on board. Case in point, we've got Ron Johnson, we got Mike Lee, we have Rand Paul, and this guy, Theodore Cruz.
This current draft doesn't get the job done, but I believe we can get to yes.
That's what he says. Doesn't get it did. Some stuff in there he'd like, I'm sure. This is when the wrangling begins. How do you push the people over the hump? I think you can lose two, but you know what you can't lose? Three or four. And these are very conservative folk. They're going to want some other stuff. They're going to, and here, let's break down who some of these people are. When we look at, when you look at somebody like Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, a lot of these guys are much more of a, you know what, personal responsibility. Don't think of them as people who are sitting there lobbying for the insurance companies. Or doctor still is a doctor, right? Is he an eye surgeon, I think? I think that's what he is. He, not a huge fan of the insurance company. He wants personal responsibility, he wants personal choice, and he wants the government as far away from our business as possible. Right? That's what he wants. A lot of these people are about, and I think we think, well, these are people who want to go in there and make sure that the rich get more and the poor get this. No, I think what they want is personal responsibility. Why should the government have to be inside of your business more? Some people are completely fine with the government and everybody being inside their business and helping pay for it. Some people need a hand up. A lot of people want a hand out. So let's not confuse this group, that group, as, hey, these people want more of rich people getting stuff. No, I think what they want is less invasiveness, more competition. Right, Theodore?
If an insurance company is offering a health insurance plan in a state that is consistent with the Title I mandates, that insurance company can also sell in that state any other plan that consumers desire.
That's called competition. It's crazy, it's kooky, it's wacky, it's nutty. I love competition. But why do we like competition in certain things and not in others? Again, Amazon is becoming a giant monopoly. Well, the prices are so cheap, that's why people go there. It's not that way with insurance companies. We want that. We want cheap. Look, if there was one insurance company right now that sells super dirt cheap policies that were decent, we'd be all over that. Amazon, I'm asking you this only once, Jeff Bezos. Get into the insurance market, sort it out for us, because these yahoos can't. Yahoo!
We need common sense reforms in the bill that lower the cost of premiums. The single biggest reason that's hurting under Obamacare.
Lower premiums. If, and this is what I tried to explain to somebody the other day about us and the way that we live our lives. How do we live our lives? We like cheap stuff. We love our goods cheap. Amazon gives us cheap goods. That's what we enjoy. Why don't we want, well, we want healthcare with our cheap goods, right? Because Amazon delivers me something. If I like it, it's great. If I don't like it, I get to send it back. You don't get that with healthcare. And right now with Obamacare, in many of these states, you get steak. Well, I want chicken. You get steak. I don't want steak. I want chicken. You get steak. I don't want it. That's what you're getting. And for some, you're like, I'd like steak. Well, we don't have steak or chicken or hamburgers or hot dogs. We don't have anything. What do you think of them apples? What? Yeah. The other one that is going to be vocal in this, and somebody who I don't know how they're going to get him on board, but I think they knew that, is Rand Paul.
I'm open to voting for it, but I think with a group of people, we have a little better chance of actually getting it modified. The four of us have said we cannot support the bill in its current iteration.
Yeah, no, and they're going to twist arms. I think they'll get the three to come over. It'll get voted on. It is what it is. Until I see the cross state lines, until I see competition open up, until I see ways for people to buy catastrophic and then get into concierge medicine where they're able to pay X amount of dollars a month to be on inside of a group of doctors where they go see, until I see things where you're not, you know, you've got the massive, if you get hit by a bus while you're riding in a train and flying in a helicopter at the same time, they all smash and converge on each other. Until you have that comprehensive with the opportunity and pay that high deductible, the opportunity to do other things, you know, seek care in a way that is cheapest, easiest, and works best for you, I don't see how this thing's going to go anywhere. I really don't. How many of you out there are as frustrated as I am because this doesn't look anything like all of the pitches we heard all along? I heard all kinds of pitches along the way. It's going to be like this, going to be like that. That's what we want. Health savings plans. But it doesn't look anything. It looks like Obamacare. I tweeted out something earlier. You could put lipstick on a pig, Obamacare, but it's still a pig. AHCA. And that's the way I feel. It's still the same thing. You just named it something different.
As we look at the expense of the bill, we actually believe in the first year or two that it may well cost more than Obamacare.
Yeah, I don't want that to cost. No. That's the whole point. The whole point is it's unsustainable. And you've got to also think about a few things that people don't take into account. These are all long-term projections. And as we all know, case in point, 2 years ago, coming down an escalator, what could take place 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 6 years down the road as this slowly but surely comes to be implemented. And along the way, maybe the Republicans lose more seats, lose the presidency. This thing may be gone or torn apart before it's ever completely put into effect. So just because you see something doesn't mean it's going to be something.
Hopefully those who wrote the bill will say we want some or all of their votes, and therefore we'll try to make the bill and less like a reiteration of Obamacare bill.
Well, it's what it is at this point in time. It's repeal and replace the same. Right? It's a repeal, replace the same. That's the best way to describe it. Gets rid of the mandates, few small, but out of the 10 things, out of the 12 things that were in there, the 12 mandates and stuff that were inside of Obamacare, they got rid of two, 10 still exist. It looks almost identical. It's like twins, right? You look at them and you're like, you know, parents know. They know, they look the same. Okay, this one's a little bit different, but I know my kids, right? I know my kids. It's the same thing. They can tell the difference, but you and I, when we go to the bank, we look at our paycheck, and we go to take out a few bucks for the weekend, we'll tell the difference too. We're like, I forgot. My not Obamacare subsidy didn't show up, and I'm still paying about the same amount of money, or maybe a little bit less or a little bit more, but my life hasn't changed too much. And all the while, when I listen to all of this stuff, this shows you the consumer base that we are. I haven't heard the magic words. This should be about getting people the best opportunity to see their healthcare provider in a way that is no longer about insurance and the doctor and the government, but the doctor and the patient relationship. Haven't heard that. I've heard bitching. I've heard whining. I've heard moaning. I've heard this is the best. Obamacare is falling apart. But I haven't heard we're going to come up with something that is going to make it much easier for doctors and for their patients to see each other and get the best possible care. at a price that's affordable, that doesn't put burdens on one group or another. Nah, haven't seen that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chatmethodshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Driving season, and let me tell you something, kids, I have driven, and the season has only just begun. I drove to San Diego yesterday. Jack had his first basketball game. To and fro, almost 300 miles. Driving the kids all over the desert, quite a lot. Tomorrow, Knott's Berry Farm, then down to San Diego, then back here to Palm Springs. I'll probably drive 400 miles in the next 40 hours. I don't worry about my car because I got extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. It's amazing. New water pump, we know what that costs. $500. How about sensors, right? You got a car, right? Maybe it's 5-6 years old. It's got all the gadgets in it. Those things go out. That's a grand, right? Your GPS, any of that other computer stuff. Whew. New engine, transmissions. Oh, my God. Thousands upon thousands of dollars. So what do? You don't want a payment? That's why you get extended vehicle service protection with CarShield. 24/7 roadside assistance, a rental car while your car's in the shop. And, oh, by the way, they pay the mechanic directly so you don't have to. That is amazing. Do what I did. Get extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. You're going to save yourself from high repair bills. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit carshield.com and use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
You know, we do what's next here. We like to do talk about what's next. And I'm going to touch a bit on today America and our relationship with guns. There's a big, huge poll out right now, a new study, and it shows a few things. First and foremost, that we're not only politically divided as far as just politics go, but that also runs with guns as well. Here's a perfect example. When asked is whether it's more important to protect gun rights or gun control or gun ownership, 51% favored gun control, 47% favored gun rights. It's a broad, huge survey they did. 89% support preventing mentally ill from buying guns. 84% of all adults supported background checks for private sales at gun shows. Guns are, I mean, we have a love affair in this country with guns. We have a love affair. And you think about all the guns that are in this country. I don't know how many guns are in this country. Hundreds of millions of them. That we don't have mass shootings every 25 minutes based on it. That when things go right, like what took place yesterday, the horrible stabbing incident at the Flint airport, but when you think about the fact that he tried to buy a gun and they told him no, it worked the way it was supposed to work. We're always going to have a political divide in this country with guns. That's never going to change. Some people have a fear of guns when it's the people on the other end of the gun you should be afraid of. A gun sitting in a room by itself is not going to walk out and shoot somebody. It takes effort. It takes motion. And it takes a reason for somebody to want to go do something like that. For some, it's protection. For some, it's hate and anger. For other, a means of power. What's next for guns is the same thing that's happened for the last umpteen years. There will be a battle. There will be a fight. There will be arguments on both sides. There will be people who will say things that are outrageous on both sides and people who threaten to do things outrageously on both sides. What's next for guns is the same thing that's always happened. We'll be divided. We'll be upset. We'll be angry. We'll point fingers. But nothing's going to change. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. healthcare in bright lights today as the Senate unveiled its bill. Paul Ryan speaking about it.
This system is in a tailspin. I'm very happy that the Senate has gone through the work of putting together a piece that keeps that promise.
The other thing about Paul Ryan is this is kind of on him, right? Like, of all of the things, more than Trump, and this would land at the feet of Trump if it goes south, but more than that, this is really Ryan and McConnell. Trump ran on a lot of stuff, and repeal and replace was one of them, but they all ran on repeal and replace at some point in time. But this is going to land at the feet of those two as much as Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they're going fixing this thing, how it's possible to go and fix this thing. Can they fix this thing? And I think they can. Will they fix it enough that it's going to make people's lives change? Don't know. Don't know. I doubt it. I doubt it's going to be that much different. Maybe a little less intrusive, but it's government. Government loves to be intrusive. Government loves intruding on your life like fat kids love cake. My little brothers and Jack today loved the donuts they had. They do. They want to be in our lives. But this is a lot on Ryan. And as we break this thing down, as we do throughout the day, we're going to have Dr. Dean Waldman's going to join us, right? And he's from Texas Policy. He's going to talk about this. We're going to try to break it down and try to get it in a way that we can understand it. Layman's terms, as I break it down, but let's get it from somebody who understands inside of the world of doctoring and, if you will, dealing with the insurance industry and how we can best fix it. Because lots of times people like Dr. Dean Waldman have a better idea how to fix it because they're inside of it on a day-to-day basis. So we're going to talk to him. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2420. ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program as always, 323-538-2423. Dr. Dean Waldman joins us next as we break down the new version of the old version of Obamacare. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Obamacare isn't working by nearly any measure. It has failed, and no amount of 11th hour reality denying or buck passing by Democrats is going to change the fact that more Americans are going to get hurt unless we do something.
Mitch McConnell there talking about what's going on. Senate unveiled their plan today for health care. Good, bad, or indifferent? I never know until it's in full effect. And why not go to somebody who actually practices medicine and practiced medicine for 37 years? He's from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's the director for Center for Healthcare Policy. Dr. Dean Waldman joins us. Doctor, you look at this today, and what do you think?
I think it's business as usual, more of the same, much ado about nothing, and quite bluntly, rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah, I agree. I said some people may be a little hurt by this. Some people may benefit a little by this. By and large, the rest of us, we're not going to see anything change. And to me, I find that completely frustrating, Doctor.
I couldn't agree more strongly. The fact is, everybody's talking about the number of people who have coverage or saving money or reducing the debt or insurance rules, actuarial predictions, and nobody's talking about how what Congress will do, whether it's this thing from the Senate or was that from the House, or for that matter, Obamacare. Nobody says this will increase your access to care. They talk about insurance, they talk about money, but they don't talk about the thing that we care about, which is our ability to get in and see a doctor before we die waiting in line like our veterans.
You know, I said earlier, you know, I was listening to the likes of, you know, Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and, of course, Elizabeth Warren and the McConnells and everybody else of the world. And I said to myself and I said to the audience a while ago, I've not heard one person say, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to make it so the relationship between you and your doctor is improved, better and more personal. Yep. All it was about was, who's insured? How much is it going to cost? What's no longer in the policy? What's still in the policy?
Yeah, all they talk about is what government is doing and not what they should let us do for ourselves. Let us spend our own money. Let us make our own. When I say us, I mean the American people. Let us decide what doctor we're going to see or when we'll have the surgery, et cetera. But they've got rules, and the insurance companies control, and they control based on what the government tells them they can get away with. And it's a system that is fundamentally broken. And what they're doing in Congress, both the Democrats and the Republicans, is tweaking a system that really should be blown up, and we should have a different system. And the system shouldn't be a single payer. And the reason I say that, people are talking, well, you know, it's broken and we'll have a single payer. Well, the problem with that is I say, okay, single payer. We already have a single payer in the United States right now. It's called a Veterans Administration hospital system. You want that? I don't think so.
No, no, they don't. Talking to Dean Wallman, Dr. Dean Wallman from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. You know, Dr. Dean, let me ask you this. You talk about the VA. I lived in Britain for 10 years. I know what a single payer is. It was horrible. It was a nightmare at times. I mean, it's great not having a bill. My taxes were really ridiculous. And when I got sick, I had to come to America to get seen. So we look at all of how it's broken, Obamacare, the you know, this new thing here, Trump Care, Ryan Care, whatever you want to call it. What is the fix, though? Because that's the one thing. Everybody seems to have a partial fix, but nobody, and especially nobody who's in the world like you were, 37 years treating children for heart conditions, a real doctor, I don't hear enough of them coming out saying, let me tell you something, we can do this properly, we can do it right, but you guys got to pay attention.
Yes, and the answer is we have to restore control of money and decision-making where it belongs. It belongs in the hands of the patient. Now, if you think about the amount of money that we are spending on health care in the United States and say, what if we gave that money to the people instead of having the government spend it, quote, in the best interest, end quote, of the people, of which, by the way, close to half of all health care spending in the United States produces no care. Now, I wrote a book called The Cancer in American Healthcare System, and in that I analyzed how much money didn't go to a doctor, a nurse, a hospital, a pharmacist, a wheelchair manufacturer, anybody who actually helped a patient. And the answer was over 40%, and that was before Obamacare. So I sit here as a doctor and say, my God, how much care could patients get with another $1 trillion going to care rather than to bureaucrats and lawyers and consultants and those kinds of people and federal bureaucrats. And it makes me angry, quite frankly.
That should make everybody angry. I mean, you know, we hear all the time about how much waste is out there in government. But look at, you know, six of our economy is healthcare, and the waste that's there is tremendous. And it, you know, to see a doctor, for that paper to get to the doctor, it's got to touch 25 different people's hands. It's got to be registered and put into 25 different computers, and it's ridiculous.
And then when you get in finally to see the doctor, the doctor's got maybe 30 minutes, quote, to see you, end quote. Well, half of that time is spent filling out compliance forms and regulatory systems and billing analyses and stuff like that. The biggest complaint I hear from patients is not the cost of care, although that's a big one. The biggest complaint I hear is, you know, I get in to see the doctor and the doctor never looks at me. He's looking at a computer screen the whole time. Well, the reason is because he has to spend so much damn time with regulations and compliance and billing obligations that we don't have time to sit there and say, Mrs. Jones, tell me what's wrong. Let's discuss what's been going on for the last few months. I want to hear. You don't get that. And now, so you asked me a question earlier, and I really want to answer it. We've got to get the doctor and patient back together, which means control to the patient and not by the government.
Well, if you look at politics, and that's the world we live in now, is pretty much everything is politics, especially in issues like this. And my health care shouldn't be an issue for politics, but it's become that way.
Yes.
When politics and them mesh together, it becomes about control. The government has now more control over our lives and regulations and everything. If they can't take singular control over you, they'll do it through regulations bit by bit, death by a million paper cuts. That's the frustration that people have.
And the only way I see, and I actually had some optimism when Mr. Trump was first elected, because I actually wrote this article labeling him. You may remember Reagan was the great communicator. Well, I labeled him the great disruptor. I thought he was going to go and say, hey, this damn thing doesn't work. Let's blow it up and do something different. Instead, we get little tweaks and minor modifications. What I would like to see right now is say, okay, Washington, you've had 50 years as a doctor to cure healthcare, and all you've done is make the patient sicker. How about we let the states take a crack at taking care of their own people? California wants a single payer. My response is, great, let them do single payer. Here in Texas, we would favor a free market approach, getting the money into the hands of the people rather than the hands of the government. That would be our preference. My point is, let us do our thing. Let California do its thing. And Washington, bluntly, get the hell out of our way.
I wish, Dr. Dean, that that would actually happen. And I love the fact that the state's taking control. I live in California. I don't want a single payer. I don't think they have any idea how expensive it's going to be. The cost is going to be ridiculous, but it's pushing its way through the assembly. But you know what else that does, too? It also opens up competition because states will say, our health care is better. Come here. It's affordable to live, and it's affordable to have health care.
Yeah. And frankly, one thing that will happen is, let's say that California actually passed a single payer with the cost of over $200 billion new dollars that they're going to have to find in order to fund this thing. Okay, fine. So they do that, and two things happen. One, the income tax doubles, and that causes a mass exodus from the state of California, and maybe they'll learn their lesson. And number two, there aren't any doctors to see the patients because they're not paying the doctors in their single-payer system, so they're going to leave and come here to Texas or go to Wyoming or Montana where there is actually a market. And what will happen is 5-10 years down the road, we'll have good demonstration of what a single payer does in California and what a free market system does in Texas. And we'll do what the famous Supreme Court Justice Brandeis said, use the states as laboratories of democracy. And that's what should happen, not Washington control all of us.
We're talking to Dean, Dr. Dean Waldman. He's from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's the director for Center for Healthcare Policy. You know, you talk about, we talked about the D.C. and politics, talked about the states, talked about the patients. But you mentioned something there is when you move to a single payer system and the push for all of this, as you know, they're going to look at doctors and they're going to say, you know what, guys, you're going to get a salary. This is what your salary is going to be. And doctors will start to opt out. And their big thing is we want care to be first. You know, rich people, well-to-do people will find ways to circumvent that. And the care that they hope to make equal for poor and the rich will become ever, ever wider than ever before.
That is true in every society. Anybody who thinks that we can have an equal society is going to be a society of robots because humans are human. And whatever system you want to name, the people with money and power will get more of whatever it is, whether it's cars or care. They're going to get more than the average person. That's reality. And to say that, oh, well, we can give everybody when Pelosi or when Obama said, you know, he believes in public education, and then he sends his children to private school. Well, wait a minute. Where's that double standard? You know, when all those Canadian legislators come to the Mayo Clinic for their care, you have to start saying, well, you know, the people with power are going to get more and better. That's reality. That's not what we should try and get, equality. What we should try and get is a minimum standard where people will have enough resources and enough decision making that they can get what they need, maybe not a private room in the hospital, but get into the hospital, into a semi-private room, and actually get what the hell you need, because there are enough emergency rooms and enough operating rooms. I mean, you look at Canada. Canada doesn't have a fraction of the number of burn units that it needs. So what happens to burn victims? They're in general beds, and bluntly, they die. That's single payer for you.
There you go. His name is Dr. Dean Waldman. He's the director of Center for Healthcare Policy, Texas Public Policy. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on today and enlightening us and showing us, look, that this is no different than anything else that we've seen before, and life isn't going to change that too much.
Yes, that's exactly right, unfortunately. And I want it to change for the better.
I think so. Thanks so much. I'm telling you, guys, it's not going to change the way we think. It isn't. And until we get our power, and that's the power of the cash, till we get the power of the cash, and we show them that this is who we are, we've got power to spend the money, and we'll do it where we want to and how we want to do it, that will bring the relationship in, because it gives us control. Right now, they feel they have control over us, and the more power they'll have, the more they dive into healthcare. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
She was hot, and dare I say this, had a banging booty. French fitness model, popular to say the least. Somebody's going to say, that's horrible you said that. Her name was Rebecca Berger. She was a fitness blogger. She had 150,000 Instagram followers. By the way, it's jeans. As fitness excitement as she was in her life and is thrilled by fitness and how much she chased fitness, I'm going to tell you this right now. Jeans played a huge part to it. She died. How did she die? A whipped cream dispenser, a pressurized one, exploded, hitting the 33-year-old in the thorax and sending her into cardiac arrest Sunday. It's a shame. It's a shame that she died. Is now going to sue. This is an example of the whipped cream siphon, as they put it on the Instagram. I don't know how, or they figured out it was the whipped cream dispenser that did it. Some people say it sounds incomprehensible that something like this would happen. No, it's not. It's not at all. In fact, my buddy worked in heat like we're having in the Southwest a few years ago, and he works in the movie industry. And one of those sprays that you spray on your camera to get all the dust off, like you do on a computer and stuff. Well, they have special ones for you know, like canned air, but it's specific for the movie industry. He left it in the car. It was so hot, it exploded, shot out of his car, and they found it about a half a mile away. Stuff like that can happen. It can't. Say, what? Crazy, crazy, crazy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can always call us as well and text the program 323-532-2423. I love having Dr. Dean on. I think it was perfect to give an example of somebody who practiced medicine, understands it, sees what it's all about, and knows that nothing is going to change. I've told you that. He's told you that. He's been in the business for quite a while. Jeff in Indiana, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Chad?
Doing great, brother.
I was going to say, I like the doctor being on there, because especially hear from some of them too, you know. But, you know, the thing that I can't get over is, first off, government has to get out of healthcare, period. That's it. Let the free market, deal with it. Let whatever insurance company wants to come into whatever state, let them sell and let them, fight it out, and that drives the price down. But currently, I talked to another doctor, a guy by the name of Susan Patel, a surgeon. And here's what he said. I asked him, I said, what do you think of American health care? And he said, it's the best if you can afford it. And then the very next statement he said, all your hospitals, he said, they're all monopolies. And he said, doctors are getting smart now. He said, they are forming health networks, 10, 15, 20 of them. And he said, believe me when I tell you, he said, that is a form of price fixing. And then the very next thing that happened, he said, the FDA, he said, the biotechnology, he said, the pharmaceutical, he said, it's all involved.
It's big money, Jeff. We got to jump, brother. I appreciate you calling. Hold on there. You can call the program 844-DIG-CHAD. And let me tell you something. It's about money. It's about control. What they forget is we spend a lot of money, and if we don't want to shop where they want us to shop and we start to figure out ways of going about and circumventing that, maybe they get smart, maybe they don't. It's frustrating, though, because our health is at stake here. For them, it's about control. Big business, big control, but we have lots of cash, too, and we have lots of capital to offer. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.